So, as we come to this communion table this morning, which some call the Eucharist, if you were to do a study of this word in the New Testament, the word is translated thanks, thanksgiving, thanksgivings. Eucharistia, Eucharistia. That's the Greek. It got its name. Eucharist, from the New Testament word thanksgiving. Now, unfortunately, many who use that title for the communion table have caused it to be some high liturgical act, some thing that one needs to qualify for in order to participate, when, as the New Testament presents it, it's simply a thanksgiving, and I think rightly named. This is, at the communion table, a place of thanksgiving. Why thanksgiving? Because we have the instruction when we take these elements, a cup of wine and broken bread, we are to do it in memory of Jesus. And when we remember Jesus and what he has done, our response is one of thanksgiving, of, I would even add, of joyous thanksgiving. If we went to the third chapter of the book of Romans, we begin to read in the 23rd verse, "For all have sinned." That means none are qualified, none are worthy "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But the gospel tells us the good news, being righteousified freely by his grace, unmerited favor, how? Through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, the redemption, the ransom, the price paid. What was the price paid for our redemption, the ransom for our redemption? It was the blood of Jesus Christ. We read on, "whom God has set forth," King James says, "to be a propitiation through faith in his blood." As I've been taught, a compilation of several of the most ancient translations of this verse would read like this: "whom God has set before his face forever to be a hilasterion," is the Greek word translated in the King James propitiation. It's not correct. The correct word, if we were to use those words, the propitiation took place in the outer court. The propitiatory is in the Holy of Holies, the inner court, where that which was offered is either accepted or rejected. I'm trying to keep this simple. It was the place where God would manifest himself when that which was offered was accepted. Whom God has set forth forever before his face. Speaking of Christ Jesus to be hilasterion, covering the place where God would meet us. That is Christ Jesus through faith in his blood. That's what's represented in this cup. The cup is a symbol. What we remember is Christ and what he did, and the value of the life. And his taking of our sins upon himself and covered us. When you remember Jesus and remember this that he did, we do take the cup with thanksgiving to God for his grace. It's as simple as that, folks. It can be done in your home. If you're listening and you're in your home, take the cup with me, giving thanks to God for his grace in Christ Jesus. This second element also deserves the word thanksgiving. For we understand, Isaiah said, that with his stripes we are healed. Peter, looking back, affirms, looking back at the statement, Isaiah says, with his stripes we are healed. Peter, looking back at the statement, says, with his stripes ye were healed. I'm here this morning suffering from a stiff neck. But I have the hope in Christ Jesus, the promise of God, that with his stripes I was healed, and therefore with thanksgiving I take it. And I say, as any of you who might be listening, who are sick, should say Because with the heart man believes, with the mouth, proclamation or declaration is made. God likes to hear our response to His promises, and our response is done with thanksgiving. For in Christ Jesus and by Christ Jesus, we are healed. Always giving thanks unto God. Amen.